We want to develop Letterkenny and to join Letterkenny with Derry and Strabane, and we talk about the Northwest City region, and to attract all the investment and infrastructure and so on that comes with that. So the development of Letterkenny is crucial to that vision. And I have to say that there's no doubt that Uisce Éireann, with the lack of resourcing from government, are a huge barrier to doing that. And I'm asking today that I'm sure there will be senior management of Uisce Éireann listening or watching back on this debate to understand that they need to work in partnership with Donegal County Council, with local public representatives, and they need to work in partnership also with developers who have a vision and a plan, but it will be orderly, will be sustainable, will be part of a plan. But there's a huge frustration, I have to say, with Uisce Éireann. And of course, that is because they're not resourced properly and they're not structured properly to facilitate that level of vision being operated. There's just a lack of join-up. I also want to talk about the Inishowen Peninsula. At the heart of the Inishowen Peninsula is the Eddie Fullerton Dam, named after my late colleague and great colleague, Councillor Eddie Fullerton. That was his vision. It's a massive water supply, and it was resourced because it would supply water not just to Inishowen, but at the time to the Lagan Desert, in East Donegal, as it was called, and indeed to Letterkenny, and that is happening. But it is unacceptable that you have communities in Clonmany, in Carndonagh, in North Inishowen that do not have the proper water infrastructure. Right now, housing developments are being turned down in places like Carndonagh, Moville, because of the water and the wastewater deficit. But particularly when you have the Eddie Fullerton Dam, it's not acceptable that that would happen. Finally, I am asking that Uisce Éireann would have a direct representative to speak to. In every county, in somewhere like Donegal, there should be two. Somebody who you can speak to if there are water bursts, if there are ongoing problems. We shouldn't have to send emails. We shouldn't be treated like it's a corporate structure that is at arm's length. This is a public body, a crucial public body. So I urge that accountability and that culture changes, and it changes very quickly.